War, disease, climate events, and violence make the world seem like a scary, inhospitable place. Touring and traveling help us to find a bit of joy and hope in the midst of the struggles of life. And no site offers more hope than St. John Lateran, the Cathedral of Rome. Hi, I'm Liz Lev, and I'm an art historian, and you're listening to the podcast From Tourists to Pilgrims. Its very genesis came out of a battlefield. The first legally built Christian church in the world was constructed in the wake of a skirmish between two would-be emperors, Constantine and Maxentius. On the eve of the decisive conflict, Constantine had a vision of the cross with a promise of victory. He replaced the eagles of the empire with the sign of Christ and won the day. A year later, in 313, Constantine legalized the long-persecuted Christian religion and endowed them with this church, which would be called Christ the Savior. Tourists rarely visit this site, rated third tier by guidebooks. Even some pilgrims need to be pressed to set foot in the church that celebrates their freedom from persecution. Indeed, if one is looking for art by Michelangelo or Bernini, or if one is looking for the relics of a famous saint, this perhaps is not the place. As you approach the church today, you see it hemmed in by traffic on one side and big walls on the right. It seems like a tiny, isolated island, almost like a metaphor for today of religion holding on in a busy, intransigent society. The big white travertine facade was first built for the grand tourists in 1740, to build a bright new face, even as secularism was beginning to set in. Those who enter the church will be startled by the vast size. The floor plan is one of the very few things that remain from Constantine's original building. It spoke to the universal, welcoming nature of the Christian religion. Far larger than any pagan temple, it was meant to proclaim that the God who left the heavens and came into the world wanted to invite everyone to be in the house of the Lord. One of the doors is bricked up. It is the first holy door to be put into the ancient church in 1423. Decorated on the outside in bronze panels, the real door is this blocked passage. It's symbolic of the impediments we put between ourselves and the need for forgiveness. This door will be opened by the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, at the beginning of the next holy year. A little fresco fragment near the entrance also celebrates pilgrims. It shows Pope Boniface VIII declaring the first Jubilee year in history on February 22nd of 1300. Painted by Giotto, it is the sole survivor of a rich decoration put in to welcome the first pilgrims of the first holy year. Stepping into the nave, the church may seem disconcerting. So many different decorative styles. A 12th century cosmatesque pavement, a Renaissance ceiling, a medieval ciborium, 17th century edicules. It seems like every single style in the history of Christian art have all been jumbled in at once after the calm of St. Paul's outside the walls and the unified decor of St. Peter's. St. John Lateran can sometimes seem a bit like a madhouse. Looking with the eyes of a pilgrim instead of a disoriented tourist, you might see how each decorative style, beautiful in its own right, corresponds to a moment of struggle and suffering in the history of the church. The floors came after the sack of the city. The ciborium was built in the wake of an earthquake, the ceiling during the Protestant Reformation. This church reminds us that over the 2,000 years of its history, Christianity has seen war, disasters, plagues, and persecution. You need only to glance over the exceptional statues of the apostles to see how they were all martyred. Yet the church continues despite all setbacks, and it becomes more beautiful as the years go on. As we exit this church, out on the porch, we'll notice some unusual decorations. Bronze doors taken from the ancient Roman Senate House, a building that once sheltered the men who ratified the decrees of persecution, are now the processional doors of Rome's cathedral. And off to the side, a statue of Emperor Constantine, still in his general's cuirass, is taking a victory lap after the Battle of the Milvian Bridge. But this church was never about Constantine's defeat of his brother-in-law. This church is about the 250-year struggle to convince the Romans of the truth of Christianity, a battle in which the only casualties were Christians who died under persecution in witness to their faith. This site, this church, its placement on the universal calendar, celebrates them and the hard-fought gift of being able to share and proclaim our faith.
You've been listening to From Tourist to Pilgrim, a podcast written and narrated by Liz Lev, produced by Johanna Bronkova and Mara Micheli.